This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Auckland, New Zealand today afternoon on a two-day state visit at the invitation of the Governor General, Dame Cindy Kiro. President Draupadi Murmu's state visit to New Zealand will cover wide-ranging issues over the next 2 days. She will hold bilateral meetings with the Governor General, Dame Cindy Kiro, and Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. The President is scheduled to address an international education conference in Wellington, where India is the guest of honour. This state visit is expected to give further impetus to the growing relations in a large number of areas. The Election Commission of India has released a notification for 12 vacant seats of 9 states in Rajya Sabha. Notification for the election will be issued on the 14th of August. Candidates can file nominations till the 21st of this month. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 22nd of August. The last date for withdrawal of nominations is the 26th and 27th of this month. The election will be held on the 3rd of September. The government has informed that various steps are being taken to eradicate poverty. In a written reply in Lok Sabha today, Minister of State for Statistics and Programme, Rao Inderjit Singh, said, as per Niti Aayog's report, around 25 crore people have escaped poverty during 2013 and 14 to 2022-23. A total of 5.93 crore people from Uttar Pradesh, 3.77 crore from Bihar, 2.3 crore from Madhya Pradesh and 1.87 crore people from Rajasthan have escaped multidimensional poverty. The Multidimensional Poverty Index released by Niti Aayog estimates poverty by capturing dimensions such as health, education and standard of living. It measures both the share of people in poverty and the degree to which they are deprived. The 10th National Handloom Day is being celebrated all over the country today. Initiated in the year 2015 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the day recognizes and honors the contribution of handloom weavers to the nation's economy and culture. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi has extended his greetings to the nation on the day. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that he takes immense pride in the rich heritage and vibrant tradition of handlooms across the country. He added that the nation also cherishes the efforts of the country's artisans and reiterates its commitment to be vocal for local. Additionally, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post has praised the worthy efforts of handloom weavers that has helped preserve and enrich the indigenous crafts and artistic traditions of our state as well as the nation. In a heartbreaking twist of fate, Vinesh Phogat, the first Indian woman wrestler to reach the final of the Olympic Games, has been disqualified from the Paris Olympics after she could not make the weight on the morning of a 50 kg gold medal bout. The Indian Olympics Association in a statement informed that despite the best efforts by the team through the night, wrestler Vinesh Phogat weighed in a few grams over the 50 kg limit this morning. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has offered consolation to the wrestler after her disqualification. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that the setback is hurtful and he is lost for words to express his despair. He added that wrestler Phogat is a champion among champions and India's pride, who is an inspiration for every Indian. Mr. Modi highlighted that everyone is rooting for her and hoped that she will come back stronger from this setback. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, is scheduled to inaugurate the three-day Chintan Shivir Kam Education Conclave 2024 at the DK Convention Centre in Itanagar tomorrow. Deputy Commissioners, Deputy Directors of School Education and Heads of Educational Institutes will be participating, among others, during the inauguration. The conclave aims to enhance the education system in Arunachal Pradesh. The conclave themed Shikshit Arunachal, Viksit Arunachal will see the participation of all stakeholders, including policy makers, to provide quality education for every child in the state. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has reaffirmed his dedication to the well-being of journalists in Arunachal Pradesh and emphasized his government's ongoing efforts to support them. The CM said this during a meeting with representatives from the Arunachal Pradesh Press Club and the Arunachal Pradesh Union of Working Journalists at the Civil Secretariat yesterday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.